Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Girl Talking Maz. I'm here with my girl Annalise, and we are doing it big because we have a guest that we have been wanting to join us on Girl Talking Maz for a very long time. So Estefania, thank you for joining us on Girl Talking Maz.
I'm so honored. I feel like I'm very special because it's gonna be the last, you know, for Annalise.
I know, and we were so excited to talk to you. But when I told Annalise, I was like, hey, I think we can, before the end of the year, get Estefania on with us. She's like, I'm down. I'm so down. I love her.
Yes.
And so, yeah. So we were super excited when I reached out and you said you had time this season to join us. Kind of, you're a busy woman.
I'm excited to talk to you guys.
Yeah, but I was just saying how nice it's been to meet you, you know, in the real life, because you never get, sometimes with the social media thing, you don't get to see everybody in real life. So to get to meet you twice and hang out with you at Spoiled Latina Summit, which is something our girl Yvonne puts on and is so great. I remember you telling me, walking up to me and being like, I feel so like welcomed here. I remember you telling me that, like, it was such a cool experience.
It is. And she, I mean, I always tell her it's one of my favorite events of the year. And I try to make, I've been to three. And I want to continue to go because it's such a, just a great vibe. Everybody gets along. Everybody, it's just empowering one another, and it's just so cool. It's a great environment to be in, and not only for yourself but for other people. You just hype everybody up, and it's very positive. I love it. And I always tell you about it. I'm like, okay, girl, when's the next year?
I'm ready.
Yeah, when is the next one?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's always a good experience. So that has been so much fun. I'm seeing you there, but really, we just want to get to know you. I mean, obviously, you're very TikTok famous. One of the funniest Latinas here. Which
I'm like fangirling, honestly.
Yeah,
like,
we are fangirling. Seriously. I mean, that's how I was when I met you and Jenny. I was like. This is so freaking cool. And so we just want to get to know you. So tell us about you, where you're from, what's your background and all that, like kind of like before your TikTok life kicked off.
Yeah, well, I am Ecuadoriana. I'm from Ecuador. I was born there, and I came to the States very little. I was 4 years old. My parents brought me, we lived in New York first for a few years, and then I was raised in South Florida, in a Broward area, and then I moved to Orlando, and then I moved around here and there. I lived in Texas for some time, which I absolutely
love. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I lived in Houston for some time. And I have family in Houston as well. My parents are still there, so... you know, it's good to go. I feel like it's a little home away from home, even though I was raised in Florida. I'm from Florida. Well, that's how I see it. But Texas also has my heart. I love it. No. since my parents brought me to the States when I was very little, we were undocumented. Mm-hmm. So I was undocumented for many, many, many years. I want to say... I actually got the DACA for some time, which is a deferred action for childhood arrivals or something like that. So I was able to get, like, I was able to work, and I was able to get my license and stuff with Barack Obama doing that law. And I did that for a little bit of time, and then I got married, and then I got my papers. And I've been, I'm not a citizen yet, but I got my papers, I want to say maybe like 6 years ago. So I'm a newbie.
Where are you in the process, I guess? Like, where are you now? Like, how close are you to being a full
process, right?
No, so now I can go and apply to be a citizen. So now that's my next step. So my dad and my mom are like, okay, so when are you gonna do it? Because I already like did it as well. So they're like, what are you gonna do? So that's my next step. I'm hoping maybe by 2024 I'll be able to do all that and stuff. So that is very exciting.
That is awesome. Well, congratulations.
Yay.
I know that's
Thank you.
it's such a, I mean, I've obviously had a lot of family members and friends go through that, and it's just such a hard process and a scary process because you just never know like what's happening, and so just to go through that, it's a lot.
It
For
is. It
sure.
was, but you know what? I don't regret anything. Like, I'm very thankful. Like, I know the reason why my parents brought me here was for a better life
Yes.
for us. You know, there wasn't really much in Ecuador for my parents. And even though my dad was an engineer back home.
Wow.
So
What?
was Annalisa engineer.
Yeah, I'm
Oh,
an
really?
engineer
The civil
too.
engineer.
Wow, that's
Yeah.
awesome. Yeah, so I mean, my dad left a lot of stuff over there. He had land, he had
Wow.
a lot of stuff. But again, it just wasn't going to be the same like how it was back in that
For
time.
sure.
Like it was better. So
Yeah.
I know why my parents did it, but, it was just to give us a better life. And yeah, I wouldn't, I mean, it was hard. It was a very hard, and we didn't know that a lot was going to change after like 9/11 and all these things.
Yeah, for
But
sure.
I'm still very thankful for what my parents did. Yeah.
For
That's
sure.
amazing.
And so, like, what, like, I guess, like, from when you were, I guess, like, did you go to college? Like, what was like your that transition, and
What
then
was
how
your
did you end up
plan?
on TikTok? Yeah, like, how did that all happen?
So I mean, since I was a little kid, I've always loved singing. I've always loved dancing, entertainment. In high school, I was in the Thespian Honor Society.
Yes,
And yeah,
I
I
could totally see
graduated.
that, by the way. I could totally
Thank
see that.
you. Yeah, I graduated with honors in the Thespian Honor Society. I don't know how my GPA was, but I know for a fact I got some chords
With
for
honors, baby.
honors.
Yes.
So, I mean, I loved it. I did, yeah, throughout my high school years, I did that. I worked with some producers around South Florida too, that I would do shows and I would sing. That's what I mostly would do back then. It was I would sing. And I've always loved music. I've always loved acting and dancing. So I actually moved to Texas for about a year in my high school after I graduated and when I was 18, because the opportunity was easier for me to go to college in Texas. So I lived
That's
with my brother
wild.
first. Yeah. So I lived with my brother for
Yeah.
some time. Yeah, because I had to use a social security number to go to school in Florida. And in Texas, all you needed was a tax ID number. So I was able
Yeah.
to do that. So I did that for a little bit. And I know that it was the best intentions for my parents for me to actually never really talked about this in an interview. A lot of people don't
I love
know.
exclusives. Girl
Yeah.
talking mine.
Now that I think about it, I'm like, I don't think I've ever talked about this. But yeah, so my parents sent me to Houston to live with my brother because they're like, you got to do something for yourself, for your life. I was like, Mom, I want to be an actress. And she's like, No, you got to
Yeah,
make no
no.
money out of that. So they're like, Okay. So the first thing that I could probably think of was something in the medical field, and it was for sonography. And so I went to school. I actually went to, back then it was called Cypher College. Now it's like Humboldt Lone Star College or something like
Oh,
that.
okay.
Yeah, so I went there. It was in Houston, and I did a couple of years. No, I did just 2 semesters. I did 1 year, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, dude, school, dude.
I actually,
I hate school.
it was crazy because and then I had an elective, and it was music. And I remember the professor saying like, we will give you scholarship if you change your major and like all these things and all.
Wow.
But my parents didn't want that, and they were like, no. So I was like, you know what, no. Then I can't do this. And I went back home. I came back to Florida, and I just worked as a server for many, many years. I did the
Wow.
restaurant business for a very long
I worked
time.
as a server too for like 12 years.
Yeah. Oh man. So
Wow.
you know,
I know
it
that
is a
struggle,
whole nother
girl.
ball game. And yeah, it was a whole other ball game. I mean, sometimes the money was good, but it's
Yeah,
just the hours was
it's
very
hard
stressful.
being on your feet all the time.
Yes.
I
Yeah,
get
yeah.
it.
So then I did that for years. I graduated in 2004. I went to Texas in 2005, came back, and Up until 2009, I was partying a lot. I was just, you know, it's Miami. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah,
that's
Miami,
all you do.
Man.
I was living
you
in
know?
Miami.
All you do.
So that's what so I, you know, that's all I wanted to do.
They don't sleep there, girl. I went to Miami one time for vacation. Yeah. It's like 4 a.m, you need to eat and party, go for it. Like everything's open.
It's 3 nights of not sleeping. You will probably sleep on the plane when you go back home.
That's the I remember time. That. Yeah, it was a crazy
thing. It was a crazy thing. Yeah. So actually, but I think I was doing it too much and I was focused on other things and I even, you know, just like not hanging with the right crowd. And I actually ended up doing like some crazy stuff and I got like PTSD out of it. Yeah, no, wow. I got really sick off of, I was smoking the, you know, the MJ. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it was laced with something pretty bad. And it took me,
They be doing that.
It sent me straight to the hospital, man. It was very scary. I was by myself. My parents were actually in Orlando and my friend, it was on 4th of July. So nobody was home. I was by myself in the hospital. One of my friends came and helped me. And ever since then, my life did like a whole 180.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to move to Orlando. And I lived in Orlando for many years as well. That's where I met my husband now. And then, let me fast forward because I don't tell you my whole life. But fast forward, 2020, that's when I started my TikTok. That's when it all.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, what was it for you? Were you watching TikTok and you were like, hey, I'm going to try this? Did somebody tell you like, hey, you're funny, you should be on TikTok? Or
so you remember when it was like Musical.ly? I would always do like little videos here and there, but it was
so much fun.
So like, but nobody knew really about it, so I would just kind of like play around with it and stuff. And then in 2020, you know, I was also going through some hard times, like with work, and I was just not doing so well. And my husband was the one that would send me TikTok videos. I was like, man, this is so funny, I think I could do that, like I think I could probably, you know. And I asked my therapist, I was like, he asked me, he's like, so what do you like to do, you know, now that you're gonna be at home? Like, I was like, well, TikTok, you know, I see a lot of videos and I think I can do it. He's like, well, then do it, what's stopping you? I was like, nobody's gonna see it. And he's like, who cares, does it make you happy?
Exactly.
I was like, actually, yes, it does make me very happy. He's like, then do it for yourself, because that's what's most important, is that you're doing something that makes you happy, so you go for it. So then that's what I did. I started with 2 followers. And I loved it ever since then. And I continued. And then I got up to 2,000 followers and I was like, oh my God.
I made it.
Mama, daddy, you don't gotta work no more.
Yeah.
no, but it was great. And then that's when the tiny hands came and
that's
it was a game changer.
I gotta know,
like,
where did the tiny hands come
I'm
from? Because
dead.
That has to be the best, like the best thing ever that you came up with was the tiny hands. So what made you, like, where did they come from? Like, what made you
know think? It was, I don't know if you guys follow her. She goes by Call Me Chris. She has like short hair. She had blonde hair, but now she changes the colors. I saw her do a video with the tiny hands. I'm like, this is hilarious. I'm going to go buy some. So I bought some on Amazon, but I never intended to make a video with the tiny hands. I just wanted to play with them. You know, like
you wanted a pair of your house.
30 something year old.
You wanted them just in case. Pull them out.
You know, you never know what could happen. We were very bored during 2020. So that's what we did. Okay. So then I just started messing with them or whatever. But then the same thing, I'm like, maybe I should do a couple videos. And no lie, the second video, that's the one that went like super duper viral. Charlie Poof duetted it. And then that one even.
No way. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was my first. It was I Have Nothing song from Whitney Houston, and it never would start, so I got mad and I was like gonna sing, and it was like the tiny hands I used a brush as a microphone, and then I got so mad I dropped it, and I was like, with the tiny hands, you know. And once Charlie Puth duetted, and I didn't even know that he had reposted it until a friend of mine's like, "Oh my God, did you see?" And at first I was like, "Yeah, you know, like I'm getting a lot of views. This is insane." It's like, "Oh my God, yeah, so Charlie Puth this." And I was like, "Seen it, right?" They're like, "Yeah, Charlie Puth duetted it." I was like, "What?" And I was like, almost threw up. And then that's when I saw it was like, boom. Yeah, it was insane. Oh my
gosh.
Yeah,
that is insane. I did not know that that happened.
I did not know.
So you're so that so your tiny hands, that's what sent you off into like TikTok.
Into yeah, that was literally the moment where I was like, what just happened?
So was that the video like where all your new followers came, where you kind of just like when that video went viral, did people just start following you and it just kind of happened like in that one shot?
Pretty
And then from there,
much.
that's
Yeah,
awesome.
I remember. I think I want to say maybe I hit 300,000 followers within a few weeks. And
Wow.
yeah, from
Congratulations.
like, yeah, it was crazy. It was like from 2,000 to 300,000. I was like, this is like, what am I going to do? You know?
Now you can say, "Mommy and Daddy, I made it."
Yes.
I mean, they probably would have never thought that you could go on, you know, online, create a video
On your phone
and
too,
on your
like,
phone, you know, on your phone of all places, and get all this out of it, because now you're obviously able to monetize your TikTok and you get brand deals and it's become a second income. You know, like, how amazing is that?
it is amazing. I mean, I'm very thankful. I, you know, it's funny how the way the world works sometimes, because some, you know, when you're meant to do something and you really, really love it, there's gonna be some type of way where like the world just kind of connects you to that again, you know, especially if you love it. I mean, I believe in that. Like, it just,
Yes.
it's amazing. And I can't believe I'm doing it. I never in a million years thought that I would be doing it this way. And I mean, I absolutely love it.
That is so awesome. I am so
Yeah.
happy for you. And I'm even more excited because you have been sharing your personal story about your weight loss surgery. And I know that was like a big thing for you. And I remember when I saw you in this past July, you were like, "Guess what?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so excited for you." And that was right. I think that was right before you had it. Tell us about that journey, because I know that was something really important to you and you've been sharing it, you know, along with everybody. I think that's been so, like, you know, kudos to you for sharing that, because
Thank you.
so many of us go through that ups and downs of weight, of, you know, having the weight and everything like that. And I think like just sharing the real story behind it is just tremendous. Like, that's the kind of content you can't just, you know, find,
Yeah.
you know. So, you know, thank you for doing that, because I'm sure you're helping
Thank
so many
you.
people, especially like in our Latina community, alone, just in that, like, we're gonna see you and be able to be like, okay, like, this is what she's going through. This is similar to what my story is. So tell us what that was like for you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I've been thinking about surgery for many years. Weight was always a struggle for me, even though I mean, looking back at my pictures, I'm pretty sure everybody says, "Oh my God, I thought I was fat in that picture, and I was
I
actually
always
super
say that.
skinny." If I would have had the confidence that I have now back then, oh, forget it. It would have
Oh
been done
yeah,
deal.
it would have been done.
Done. No, but I struggled with my weight for many, many years. That's a whole other story I gotta tell you. But I think it hit me the hardest was last year. I was at an event. I was at the Latin Billboards, and it was already kind of getting very, like, I was struggling just going up stairs, just walking. It was just becoming very, very hard for me. And it hit me the hardest when I actually went to go take a seat at the Latin Billboards and I didn't fit. And
Oh, okay.
not only that, but just seeing so many people in these beautiful dresses, and they were, you know, their makeup was done beautifully, and they were just walking in these heels. And again, it's not necessarily about the looks, but I just felt defeated. I felt like, well, this is me now. What am I gonna do? And then a surgeon reached out to me, which is my surgeon now.
Oh,
Yeah, and he, no lie, that I think it was that same week he reached out to me, And I was like, I don't know. I ain't gonna talk to somebody like online like that. I don't think this is something, you know, that I want to do. And at first I got to do my research, which I did. And then we actually talked and I fell in love with him. Just the way that
Oh, nice.
he is with his patients. It's insane. I actually have met a couple of his patients and they just love him. And I mean, he's just like a regular person like you and me, you know, he treats you. So then we talked a little bit, we had a few appointments, this and that, and then I decided to do it, to go along with it. And in February I got it done. I want to say maybe the liquid diet was the worst part of it all.
So was
I
that
mean,
before? Is
and
that
I had
before or after?
before and after.
Oh, shoot.
So
What?
before I had to do it since I was very, very heavy. I had to do 4 weeks of a liquid diet.
Oh my
Oh my
But I was
God.
still,
How did you
yeah,
live?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I almost died. I don't know
I can
how I did it.
imagine.
I mean, if you really put your mind to, oh, I had already decided. I'm like, it's either this or I'm just gonna, you know, it's just gonna be
Yeah.
hard for me.
Yeah.
Like, you know. So once I had my mind set on that, I was like, okay, I have to do this. And I did it. It was crazy. And then afterwards I did have to do another liquid diet, but it wasn't as hard as the before because my stomach was already it's tiny now. Since
Yeah.
I got the gastric sleeve, they, you know, they took
Yes.
about like 80 to 90% of my stomach.
Oh,
So
wow.
like, yeah, they
Yeah,
cut it. So I could only eat, you know, so much. And I can say it's one of the best decisions I've ever made. It bring me back to my old self again, where I could go out and do things. I can go shopping. I can walk in the mall. I can go up the steps without, you know, every part of my body hurting. I can sit more comfortably in chairs and not be scared to
Yes.
see, you know, to think that I'm gonna break it or that I'm not gonna fit. I can actually sit on a stool. Before it was like, you know, I like, you know, those high tops. I couldn't do the high tops because I couldn't get on the chairs. So it's changed my life for the better, and I'm very, very thankful for it. And I'm down about 115 pounds. So
Wow,
that's amazing.
congratulations.
Thank you. And it is definitely one of the best decisions for sure that I made.
And
Yes.
how has your eating habits changed since doing it? Have like are you just eating less, but you still have the same appetite? I mean that same appetite, but like can you eat the same things, or does is it like, 'cause I know some people say that they can't eat the same things anymore or things like that.
Yeah, I really can't do it.
Okay.
There's like, for instance, rice. I can't do it.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, man.
That's one of my
Yes.
favorites,
It's a
man.
Latina. I just take my
Rice
Latina
on
card away.
everything.
It's fine. Yeah. You know,
It happens.
beans.
It happens.
Yeah. No. I can't do beans. I can't do
No rice and
rice.
beans.
No rice and beans. But you know, in a way that even my eating habits have kind of evolved, I want to say too, because I don't have to have rice. I don't have to have
For
beans.
sure, for sure.
I have a piece of protein and I crave more of a salad or something crunchy. Or
Yes.
I can have potatoes. I try not to have too much of that. That's a lot of starch and carbs, but it's like even my taste buds have changed because of it.
Wow.
But there are some times where it's really hard. Say if, you know, before I completely cut out like some sugars, now I'm incorporating a couple of things that have sugar in it, but I have to be very careful because it's like my mind is still like how when I was
Right.
before,
Like I want to
you
eat all that.
know?
Yeah.
Exactly. But do I want to be sick or do I want to, you know, feel better? So I just have to be very, very careful. You can have certain things. And again, it's like, okay, say if I buy a cookie, I'm not gonna eat the whole thing. It's gonna be just like a little piece just to try
For
it.
sure.
But it's again, it's all with you know, just being in control and what you're eating. But it has changed a lot. I mean, I can never have a full plate of food. It is
Wow.
always, and I crave more protein now. That's the main thing. that I, you know,
That's
that
so
I
good
want.
for you. That's awesome.
Yes.
Like, that's a really good thing. That's a really good thing to crave. You know, some people here,
Yes.
you know, people, some people are like struggling to eat protein. They're protein shakes and protein
For
cookies and
sure.
protein, you know, because they can't eat the protein. So the fact that you're craving that
Yes.
is awesome, because that's going to be what keeps you on, you know, the healthy side.
And for sure, and you know, even like salads before, I hardly used to want to eat salads, and now like just the crunchy of it, like again, is it, I don't know what it is. I
You're
just
making me
want
crave a salad really bad.
to
That's been
hug
my baby's. My baby likes salads, bro. I don't
Yeah,
know.
she's gonna come
Have
out
to
with a
be certain salads.
salad.
Like she
She's gonna
likes
finish this.
sweet
She's like,
green. No, yeah, like and like now I'm like, man, my order will come after this, bro.
No more Taco Tuesdays. You can have a salad
No more
Tuesdays.
Taco Tuesdays, salad Wednesdays.
Wait,
Salad
but
Wednesdays.
no, wait. See, no, now you brought up tacos.
Okay.
Yeah,
That's
how
not,
is that?
that is one thing
You're like,
you will
I'm not
never
cutting
take
that
away
out.
from me. No way, no way. That is
You cannot give
my,
that up.
if I could have tacos every single day of my entire, I will
Heck
have
yeah.
tacos. And it'd be, oh man, I can never say
Yeah.
no to a taco.
That's
But
a
it's
good one.
kind of like there. The only bad thing I would say, maybe it's the corn tortillas. Okay,
Corn
fine.
tortilla,
You
yeah, for
know,
sure. Yeah.
yeah, so
So
sometimes
can you
what I
not
would,
have flour, or you don't want flour, or you want flour and you can't have it?
I can, but I don't really like too much of the flour. I
Okay.
rather do the corn,
Have the corn.
but I do like corn tortillas, like the corn ch or corn chips. So
Oh, yeah.
yeah, so it's easier for me to eat the corn chips.
That's your
So I'll
crunchy that
have
you get
that.
some guacamole or
Yeah.
something.
Yeah, and they have these protein chips that you can also eat that like are a
Yes,
little
dude,
bit better
they
than
have a lot
straight
now. They have a
ones.
lot of different brands. My husband's real into real, he's just more disciplined than I am. but he's, I mean, he's introduced me to a lot. Like, so fitness wise, like, did you start incorporating fitness? Like, what's your fitness journey been looking like? And like, how long afterward did you have to wait? Or like, what has that been like?
So, you know, my doctor said the faster you get to walking and exercising, the faster you will heal. And I was like, yes, I want to heal. I want to get this going. I want to say that first day that I was in the surgery, he had me walking. So it's like,
Wow,
yeah.
that's
And then,
wild.
and that day is also, I mean, again, it's because your body, it needs to heal itself. And the best way to do that is by exercising. So I started doing that. And then even after that, once I was home, every single day I couldn't do anything super strenuous. So what I would do is I would take a 15-minute walk 3 times a day, you know,
Yeah,
or 10
nice.
minutes, you know, I would do that. And then little by little, I started building more and more. And then I started doing more exercise, aerobic exercise at home. I would go walking in the park. I would, my sister-in-law and I would do like exercises and stuff. So, it's, and now I have so much more energy than before. I loved it. Again, I told you guys I love dancing. That's something that's easier for me to do now. I don't get
Yes.
as winded or as tired. And I love that. And I'm hoping, my sister's like, have you started weight training yet? And strength training.
Yeah, the strength
I'm like,
training.
that's the one that scares me a little bit, but I know that that also will help for the loose skin.
Yes.
So I'm hoping for the next year to come that I will start doing some strength training, and because I know that I need to
Nice.
do it as well, and it does, it will help you with you, not only for the loose skin, because that's not like a huge, like, oh my God, I need to get that out the way,
Right.
but it's just to be stronger too, you know,
For
and
sure. To live
yeah, to be
longer.
healthier. Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I was just talking to one of my friends today about that, but I guess like if you would have like if I would have known that when I was younger, I should have started lifting weights a long time ago. Now that I'm in my 40s, it's like I'm like I can tell that like I should have started lifting weights a long time ago, because now it's become like hard for me to do. It's like one of the harder parts of my workout, you know, is
Yeah.
to lift the weight. So the younger you can do it, the better.
The better,
For
I
sure.
know. We got to start. I don't know if you've seen, but Jenny, she
Yes,
started
she
weight
has
training
been. I did
now.
see.
That girl, I was like, okay,
I was like, dang, girl, you like,
yeah, she's going on. I'm like, oh.
She got the belt and everything.
Yeah, show me the hallway next time. She does. She's gonna be my bodyguard.
That's, like,
that's what
she's somewhere. Gonna. That's like my been my biggest thing, like with pregnancy. Like, I'm a runner too, and yeah. I had to give all that up. Not give it up, but it was just like it just wasn't vibing with my vibe. And so the doctor was like, you know, you gotta stop for a little bit. And it's been really hard. It was honestly like my therapy was that, because I started taking out my aggression and weight. Lifting or strength training, I do Peloton, like not Peloton the bike, because I can't do the bike, but I use the app for the strength training classes, man. Oh, and those trainers be motivating you, like, I don't know, they say some things and they're like, you know, like, you're here for you, and like, what do you want out of life? And I'm like, yeah, it's about me, like, this is for me, you know, like, because I mean, I think like what I'm getting from you too is like, you did this for you. Like, you didn't do this for nobody else. You did this for you. And I think that goes a long way. Like, that helps you too, to like stay in that mindset and like just be better for you. And I don't know, like, that makes me like you way more. Now I'm like bigger I love fan.
You. So, you know, I think one of my biggest mottos is you got to love yourself first. You know, in order to love anybody else and to love anything else in life, you got to start with yourself. So definitely putting yourself first is a number one priority. So, girl, you're doing what you got to do right now for yourself. And that's okay, you know, because, you got to vibe with what you're vibing right now.
Yeah, I was like, I'm in the vibe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, what are you trying to do in the future? Like, are you like, what is this content? Are you still going to do content creation? Are you going to like look into acting, like maybe dancing
get that
more? Like,
what is,
like, what's next?
So I actually started some improv classes, and which scared the bejesus out of me. Oh man, I am so, back in the day I used to do it and it wasn't as scary, but now it is. But I do want to go back into acting. I want to go back into, you know, filming and just, I just love the entertainment industry. And then I'm definitely continue to do my videos, hoping to jump on YouTube and making more skits and just collaborating. I love it. So I'm going for the long haul.
You definitely have like I said, like the spirit of like that's why these people are following you, because it's like it's fun and it's natural. And like I'm just gonna put it out there, but I was thinking about this earlier and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna tell Stefania, I can totally see you like on SNL. Like, you need to be that has to happen like sometime in your lifetime. Like, one of these days I'm gonna be sitting down watching SNL and you're gonna like
pop up
on there, because that's what I feel like when I see you. That's the kind of comedy I think of.
You know, it's funny, and I have heard that in the past before.
Yeah,
and that's something that like I would love to do. Mm-hmm. SNL is definitely up there, and or something like it.
Yeah. Well, the fact that you're doing the improv classes right now, you're setting yourself up for that, because
that's really cool.
It's you're gonna get there. I think you have a wonderful acting, like, I mean, just because you have the love for acting already, like some people kind of tripped up and they just kind of like ended up being on the funny side of TikTok and that's what's working for them, so they're doing it. But the fact that you have the love for acting and it's kind of something you always wanted to do, and now here's a platform for you to kind of do it, work your craft, get better, learn from people, meet people. I mean, this is exactly where you need to be.
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely continue, and I love what I do. I really do. Yeah, so I'm hoping for, you know, more collaborations, more opportunities in my life for comedy, because it's awesome. I love it. I have a lot of fun with it. Yeah.
For sure. Well, tell everybody where they can follow you on your platforms. If they're not following yet, you guys need to run and go follow Estefania and her tiny hands.
Yeah. So I'm on Instagram, on TikTok as Esteffi Savvy. And hoping to jump on YouTube very soon. Maybe a podcast.
Hey. You know what? I would love that. Like, that would be, I would be tuning in for sure. And we definitely have to get you back into San Antonio and do that collab with Jenny, and we'll have Annalie come down and we'll have so much
Yes,
fun. Like that will be
we'll have
so
some
awesome
fun.
to do.
I would
So
love that. Thank
yeah,
you.
but thank you so much for joining us. We absolutely love you. We are so excited for this interview, and I'm just so glad that you finally were able to join us. But we wish you so much of the best. We're going to be rooting you on and supporting you all the way. You already know. Congratulations on everything so far, and I'm just so
Yeah.
happy for you. Air hugs.
Thank you. Yes, I
Thanks.
love you,
Thanks,
girls. Thank
guys.
you so much for also giving me the opportunity to talk to you girls and just chat away and a little glimpse of my life. Thank
Yes,
you.
it was so much fun. Yay. All right, guys, make sure you are following us. We are part of Latina Podcasters Network, and you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. So we will see you guys soon. Bye.
Okay, bye.